bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I am your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Y'all heard it. It was in the news. Got a story from JS Online about the budget from Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Well, I got a few questions. He said a few things about it, but I'm unclear about a few things. Didn't make no sense. He proposed a $2 billion budget for 2026. This is a story from JS Online that includes increases to fees, the tax levy. So if you own property, you're going to be paying more. And deeper departmental cuts, minimal library cuts. So I don't understand why we're not shutting some stuff down. Or if you're going to hit us, just hit us and then keep it consistent for like 4 years, 5 years. This year's budget proposal highlights the toll of about $100 million budget gap. So where is that supposed to come from? We got rising pension costs. We got labor expenses, $35 million withdrawal from city reserves, and the sunsetting of federal aid. Well, some of those things you did when you got the federal aid, you should not have done because the money was going to run out. So where are the cuts? Where are the cuts that we're going to need? Is garbage going to get picked up every 2 weeks instead of 1 week? I don't know. Last year, funding from both the sales tax and shared revenue allowed the city to avoid devastating cuts across the board. Now, when other people have to cut their budget, if you're at home and you got more month left over at the end of your money, what do? You stop spending. But for some reason, we don't. While earlier projections expected roughly $193 million in local sales tax revenue, they now project higher than was normally anticipated, totaling 206.2. State shared revenue for 2026 is also reported at $252.5 million. And so the city highlighted investments in housing, infrastructure, and planning for a potential new library. What is the deal about building all of these new libraries? If libraries are nonprofits, then let's raise some money and build libraries. A report from the city's budget office says this conservative estimate helped stabilize the city's financial footing and set a more reliable baseline for future projections. Those generational changes in city revenue materially improved the overall budget, removing the otherwise impending scenario of mass layoffs and fire and police and library closures. What is this thing with libraries? How much use are we getting from libraries? We need libraries. Don't get it wrong. Don't get me wrong. But don't you think we should probably prioritize some other things? We've got a police budget that's almost out of control. And I got a story later on that talks about the arbitration that we're about to go through with the police in the city. So once the arbitrator says this is what you get, then that's what you get. In my 30 years, I've never had an arbitrator give the police department worse than what they were asking for. So it's like if they ask for a 9, just an arbitrary number, if they ask for a 9% raise, they might get 5. But the point is they're getting a raise. Have we put that into the budget? Because the city is about to get smacked by the arbitrator. What arbitrators do is balance the offers of the two. And so if they come up with a number and the number's going to be higher than what the city asked for and lower than what the police are asking for, the police union, that means every other union is going to piggyback off that. Fire's going to piggyback off of it. All the other, if they've got Ask Me Here and all the other unions, they're going to piggyback. And they're going to point and say, well, the police got X. Why can't we get X? And that's the trouble with going with percentages. A percent raise for somebody making $100,000 is a different number for somebody making $50,000. So when we keep doing these percentage raises, the people at the top make more and the people at the bottom make less. I think top pay for a lieutenant right now is $117,000 a year. So when you think about what a lieutenant does sitting at a desk, managing an entire shift of somewhere between 25 and 125 cops, I don't think anywhere has 125, but maybe District 7, I don't know. Haven't been here in a while. At some point, this is going to come back and bite us. We are going to have to make changes. We're going to have to make cuts. And we're going to have to stop paying for some stuff that we shouldn't pay for. Let's start with the library. I'll be more than happy to raise money to build a library. But what we're not going to do is have the city. And I get it. I love libraries. I think libraries are one of the most important institutions other than the public school system in a city that educates children. So I'm not saying get rid of libraries. But at some point, we have to start making cuts. If everybody else in the city has to make a cut, and they'll have to because fees are going up, tax levies going up. You just keep taxing people over and over and over. What happened to the plan to bring people to the city? What happened to the plan that we were going to put a million? I don't know where you're going to put a million people in a city when you got people leaving the city. But let's do that. Let's support the mayor in bringing people to the city. Now what? Do we have the infrastructure that it'll cost? More garbage, more electric, more gas, more cars on the street? If we've got a $100 million deficit in a $2 billion budget, that's 10% that we need to tell everybody, you need to cut it. And hey, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, at this point, there's only one thing you can do. And it's simple. Rip off the Band-Aid
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right, 2 a.m., summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid beside and now, living my life, getting out dreams, I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back, people told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, that, I'm screaming out.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. K. He's singing like he's drunk. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm here to talk to you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Listen, when a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers, you know, this day and age might have a little apprehension about having somebody come in their house. But you got an idea of the project that you want to do. You have an idea how you want your home to look. When you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people like you, people like me, want to do business with. So order by the end of the month. You get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Tell them Dr. Ken. Say a call. 833-212-1017 is the number. We got to make some cuts, y'all. We gotta batten down the hatches and kind of rough it over the next. Hey, what's up, R.N. Kawanda, who was the winner of Disco Divas this Saturday. You just heard it from the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. S.E. is hanging out. Is it Babar or Babar? I don't know. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real, Mao. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Dr. K. You both say hello to me first. I feel some kind of way about that. They said no cut of the bottom of the elected individual's pockets. Yeah, there should be. It's Babar. Okay. Thank you. Babar. Spell your name right then. Anyway, I'm just kidding. 833-212-1017. Ann said, time to move, folks. Is it? Is it? Enough people been moving. Is it time to move? My issue is something Ann brought up. Why do we have a trolley? Sell the trolley. You might be able to get about a couple of $100,000 for it. I doubt it. But, I mean, get rid of it. Like, that should take – we tore up the street to build a trolley that doesn't go anywhere. It literally does not go anywhere. I don't understand. You know it's not going to the north side. Wouldn't that be perfect to go all the way up to Germantown, up to Washington County, and you could take the trolley into the city? But it would have to be like, it would have to be express. You know what I'm saying? It would have to be an express where it just goes straight downtown. It don't stop nowhere. It don't stop in the city. It goes straight. Because I know what's in the back of people's minds. And if you got something on your mind, 833-212-1017, because then people will complain. They might get robbed. And we can pretend and we can play like, oh, no, it's fine. But that's why they built, they had the opportunity to build a new baseball stadium downtown and build out the city the way many cities. You ever been to St. Louis, downtown St. Louis near the Gateway Arch? You could go to the hotel. I think it's the Millennium Hotel. I forget the name. Renaissance is the Millennium. Can't remember. I always get Detroit and St. Louis mixed up. You can go there and literally listen to, and if you got the right room, watch the game downtown from your hotel room. Talk about cool. What do we have? Nothing. See, if you want to be a Class A city, don't try to be like Chicago. Be Milwaukee. Milwaukee has, I'm telling you, some of the greatest sites known to man right here that nobody knows about. And for the life of me, I just don't understand why we don't build on it. But when you have people in office that only know how to tax people, and not cut so that they can help stabilize the city. Like, raising money doesn't stabilize. Well, we did it and we didn't cut anything. You have to. You make less. You buy less. You pay less. You have less. I just don't understand it. Forecast for tonight, partly cloudy early, followed by cloudy skies overnight, low around 60 degrees, winds north, northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. It'll be a little chilly, about 88% humidity. It might rain, it might not rain. I know they say it's going to rain tomorrow, high of 68, low 55, 12% chance of rain, mostly cloudy all day, so it'll be mostly cloudy. You're not going to see a lot. I just don't get it. There are so many things we can do with this city, and we're not doing it, and I don't understand why. Courtney said Washington KK County, they're trying to call it the Klan County up there, would absolutely not allow a pipeline to Milwaukee. It wouldn't be up to them. It wouldn't be up to them. I know Waukesha will. We'll stop it in Menominee Falls. Stop it right at the county line at Highway Q. Poop. Okay, you're done. Airmore say they might as well run light rail and even a commuter train like the Metro in Chicagoland and its outer areas to the center of Milwaukee and Waukesha. Yep, they should. And we thought that's what they were going to do. But I guess our former mayor Barrett decided that he wanted a trolley to nowhere. And that's what we got. We got a trolley that goes nowhere. We use federal. Think of the things you could have undergirded in this city. Fixed the streets. I mean, repaired the streets, not put blacktop over it and then say it's repaired and the hump is bigger than the hole that was there. But to actually repair the street. And I see a lot of repairs going on in the city, and thank goodness for that. Problem is, nobody working on those construction sites look like me. Sherry said, Dr. Ken, is there a free ride? Is there a fee to ride the hop? Is there a fee? I think so.
I thought it was free.
Somebody said it was free. I keep hearing free, then a fee, then I don't know. I know Pottawatomie stopped paying for the New Year's Eve free ride thing, did they? Or do they still do that? I don't know. Part of the issue, it is free? Okay. Part of the issue is that we want everything for free, and you can't have everything for free. City has a $100 million deficit. You cannot get anything for free. See, me personally, I would pay for garbage pickup. I would let my garbage build up, and then I would do what? I would make a phone call or send a text, and the next day they come pick up my garbage. We should have an option. You can come pick it up every 2 weeks or every week or whatever you do for the city. And then we should have an option that if you pay an extra $20, $25, whatever, they come pick up your garbage. Come pick it up. Hey, I need some extra stuff picked up. They come pick it up. So, I don't know. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. This budget is, it's interesting, but it leaves a lot to be desired. It really does. It leaves a lot to be desired. Dr. King, question, how does that airborne assessment team work? I don't know what that is. Hey, what's up, Curly Q? Miles said, of course it's free. Look at the areas where people use it. Yep, downtown. Round in a circle. Hey, what you doing? I don't know. I'm going in a circle. Where are we going? In a circle. Where we at? In a circle. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hey, how you?
I am just fine. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
Good. I hear you talking about some stuff. And I'm at the park, and I'm listening.
Okay, so So what are your thoughts on it?
What about the raise, you're talking about the raise and...
No, the budget.
Oh, about the arbitration.
The budget.
I don't know what the budget was, but we were talking about arbitration. They need an arbitrator or something.
No, I just mentioned that, but we have a budget, and it's got about $100 million deficit, and they're going to try to make it up. But if you have a budget and you know that you're about 10% short, maybe 5% short, do you cut 5% across all departments, or what do you do? Tax people more? Which one? Or is that a combination of both?
Now they had the taxes up. They should have left it. I think they already had cut taxes for a minute, didn't they?
No, they didn't cut taxes.
Somewhere along the line, about a couple of years back.
They gave us a sales tax, and then they increased the tax levy. And then, so basically what the city needs is more people moving into the city and buying a house and buying property, living in the city. See, here's my thing. If you're going to live in the city, sometimes I begrudgingly, except for gas, I begrudgingly come in and I buy things in the city because I know it's going to pay into the tax base. It's 7.9%. I think that's too high, but that it is what it is, right? I could live in Chicago and pay 10% or more. Doesn't it make sense to incentivize people to buy homes so you can raise more money through the tax levy that way?
Yep. Make a whole lot of sense. But I think the thing is the scare tactic. You know, you keep hollering the crime, this and that. Nobody's going to even come this way. I see cars turning off.
Yeah, but those are
people. Before you can even get to Sherman Boulevard.
But those are people in the media who don't live in the city. Most of them don't live in the city anyway.
Well, maybe they want to if property was invited to put up houses and invite, to be invited to, it's payable. I mean, you got the suburbs, how'd they build that and get the people out there?
Well, taxes in suburbs from what I hear, taxes, the house might cost more, but what I hear, the taxes are less. And that's why people are moving to suburbs.
Taxes are less?
Yeah.
I don't know, because sometimes I see people with $5,000 a year taxes.
Yeah, but they have a $300,000 house. A $400,000. So you have more house, but you don't pay the percentage that we pay in tax in the city.
Yeah, but why should you have to pay $5,000? Because you got more house. I mean, it ain't nothing but some flat land.
Well,
to me, it ain't all that inviting.
But
I got people built out there,
But real estate usually goes up in value, and so if you buy it for a lower price and then you stay in it for a number of years, you sell it for more, and tax wise, you don't pay tax on the sale. So it's one of the best places to build wealth, owning a house.
I think it ain't going to be so easy in the future because everything go up so high.
But that's
everything, I'm just saying the prices go up so high, it won't be so easy
to buy
those expensive homes.
Yeah, it will.
Well, you say we don't get a raise. I mean, if we fight for a raise,
but we're
the enemy.
But the police are about to get a raise. The arbitrator's not going to let them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people that work like me. If I took a job, or just if you work in a hotel or something.
Okay.
It's like you're working hard, but you're not really getting the amount of money that you work for.
Look at the job you chose. I mean, let's be real and look at where we work. Some jobs don't pay a lot because the job does not require a lot. If all it requires you to do is work, run a register, take people's money, stuff like that, then it's not going to pay a lot.
They should pay more than $7.75 an hour.
Well, then don't take the job. Find a job that pays more.
Well, still, I mean, they know because, I mean, the last minimum wage hike we had was when Teddy Kennedy was in.
He died some time ago.
Yes, it was. Check it out.
Well, then you check it out.
But anyway, I want to say one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say one more thing and get off. I wanted to say they had the high speed rail going, and Walker stopped that because Barrett has started building it because I live right by Talco.
But part of the problem with the high speed,
and those trains were on the tracks.
But part of the problem with high speed is that it wasn't high speed. It's supposed to be high speed between Milwaukee and Madison, and they put so many stops in between it. It was no longer high speed. That's one. Number two, the government gave you money. Once that money ran out, the state of Wisconsin would have had to come up with millions of dollars a year to run it. Well, why would I do that? Why would I give you $1 million? There's not enough.
You pay to ride the train, right?
Listen, going to Chicago on a train is $28 one way. The federal government subsidizes that. That trip would probably cost you closer to $100 one way if the federal government didn't subsidize Amtrak. So at some point.
Well, how do they have commuter trains in Chicago? Who pays for that?
What do you mean commuter trains? Like Metro?
Those trains that rail, we used to call them the rail trains that ride in the sky kind of.
You mean the L? The elevated train?
Yeah, the L.
Yeah, you pay whatever. Yeah, I don't even know how much. But you pay for that too. And that's run by the Chicago Transit Authority. The city runs those.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was just wondering where they get the money from. Mm-hmm. Well, we can figure it out. I think we can figure it out and make the city go.
Right.
I really do.
Well, thank you much. I appreciate
it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I get to traffic, Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Mark, a quick question. You know, I've been in Chicago numerous of times, and I noticed, like, in Evanston, it looks a certain way, Skokie.
Right.
And I know when I went to the Polish community, a lot of the houses, like, was the Cape Cod houses. Mm-hmm. What if they put, like, some toll roads, you know, like, coming into the city? You always got to pay to come into the city.
Yep.
And if they enforce a standard to all zip codes, that would push people to move in. Because I know some zip codes might have some neglect or some things might be allowed. But when you look at the inner city, we have a lot of diamonds in the rough and a lot of hidden gems. But if they can just, like, kind of enforce the standard, I think that would bring a lot of money to the inner city.
That's true.
Then bring the toll roads, and maybe they can, that would help with the deficit.
That is a very good idea, Al. Thank you much.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. YouTube talk and text line. Miles say the airborne assessment team is the new or not new MPD drone unit made public back in August. Okay. Miles say you drive around the city a lot because everything is downtown. Miles say I got to see where my tax money's going. So, minimum wage. Sandra mentioned the minimum wage. Dude, what did I do? Where'd it go? There it is. The last minimum wage hike was in 2009, which raised the rate to $7.25 an hour. As of September 2025, there's been no substantial increase in the federal minimum wage. However, many states and cities have implemented their own, the higher minimum wage rates. In California, general minimum wage is $16.90 per hour that goes into effect January 1st, 2026. Now, the problem is it's expensive as all get out to live in California. So I guess that's a little commiserate to the living expenses there. That's a lot, though. That's up there. It is. Babar Don't do that. T said, yes, Dr. Ken, I looked in both Germantown and Menominee Falls, approximately $1,800 in 2022 for property taxes on a house priced around $400,000. So, yeah, it's not expensive. Even if taxes go up, your house goes up, too. And I think that's something that people in Milwaukee don't understand. Some don't. When you get a house and your house appreciates, it appreciates. And so they're able to tax it for more. So your taxes are going up. When your taxes go up, your house appreciates. Now, for some reason in Milwaukee, back in the day when I got here in the 90s, the South Side was appreciating at an astronomical, ridiculous rate, and the North Side wasn't. So you would buy a house, this arbitrary number, you would buy a house for $100,000 and think you could sell it in 20 years for $200,000, $225,000. But on the North Side, that house, for all intent and purpose, and for purposes of this explanation, would go for maybe $150,000. And then your taxes have gone up, so the only money you really get out of your house is the equity. That's a problem. That's people downtown messing around with what your house is worth. Now, if you don't let somebody come in your house, they can't jack up the price of your house, because if you've made improvements, your house goes up. It's like cutting off your nose to spite your face. You know, it depends on the size of the town, village, or city. Like, oh, there's a lot that goes into that, plus politics. T said, I now live in Brown Deer, and this year my taxes are five figures. Yeah, but how much is your house worth? I guarantee your house is worth over $250,000, $300,000, right? And that's Brown Deer y'all need to talk to. But that's a combination. You know, and in the end, owning property is one of the, I don't want to say guaranteed. You have about a 85 to 90% chance of selling it for more than you bought it. And if you pay it off, all that money is yours. All of it. Because taxes favor. So when poor people struggle, and we talked about it when we looked at the book, The Whiteness of Wealth, from Dorothy A. Brown on last week, part of the issue is it's hard to buy a house. And there's some racial things built into buying houses and racial things built into where you live. But if we would just take care of property, keep the streets clean, your property would go up. I believe that. Does it happen in Milwaukee? No. For the life of me, I just don't understand that. That we let people get away with doing that to us. So I don't know. Your thoughts, 833-212-1017 is the number. So I came across a story today that was pretty interesting. And I'm going to talk about something that I normally don't talk about. And I know I'm going to catch it because I already saw the YouTube chat. So I know I'm already catch it. And it's about black women. There's an article in The Root that asked a question that I've been asking for a while privately, but now it's out in the, can you say ecosphere? It's out in the internet. Why black women are so hard on each other? So the other day I talked about the story where we mollycoddle boys because, you know, you don't have a father and he's a boy and it's going to be so tough. But then we raise our women to be tough-minded and resilient and all that. But now there's like a schism between black men and black women. And I want to know, why are black women so tough, so hard on each other? Can somebody, like, tell me? 833-212-1017. Can you tell me why black women are so hard on each other? You got racism, you got sexism, where you live, where you work, how you dress, all that stuff. And then on top of that, y'all don't get along. And the weird part, it's intergenerational. Boomers don't get along with X, don't get along with millennials, don't get along with Z, don't get along with A, don't get along with nobody. And I don't understand that. Meanwhile, as you look at women, I know some of y'all going to complain. As you look at women and how they've dressed, when you look at men and how they dress, we've become so lax at some of the traditions and customs in the black community that we will let people be themselves. Every time I hear your truth, it is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. There's no such thing as you creating your own truth. Truth stands on its own. Some things are true whether you believe it or not. Your truth, that's allowing people to say, do, and be whatever they want to be, even when it harms themselves. Because I'm going to tell you, there are some things when we come back, there are some things, some habits that we have that drive me crazy. And the first place I'm going to talk about where those habits are used and done that drives me the most crazy is not in public. It's in church.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, remember, we're on X. We are on YouTube. My Dr. Ken's Truth is on my LinkedIn page. But you can stream or watch us live on YouTube and X at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the notification bell. And then they'll let you know every time we live. Boop, we pop up. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before the break, we were talking about black women and why they so hard on each other. And as Miles said, competition. Ken said real estate, life insurance, and stocks, the key to wealth. That's one of them. Yep. That's about three of the four pillars of what you need in order to have wealth and build generational wealth. LaRon said they're in competition with each other, but they are harder on black men. Then somebody said jealousy and competition. Then LaRon went on to say, I'll never work for a black woman again if I can help it. They are harder on us black men than anyone else in the workplace. That's been your experience. Babar said, topics regarding to figure out women, it's the hardest thing to dissect. It's easier to replace a head gasket. I think it's best to ask women that question. No. Women have thoughts about us. We can have thoughts about them. Like they're not taboo. We can't touch them. We can't say what we want to say. R.N. Kwanda said, it's not always fair, but it comes from knowing the struggles we face and wanting better for us. Well, what about us? What about black men? Like every time I hear something, black women struggle more than anybody. Do they? Black women this, black women that. I get it. But it doesn't negate. And when a black man says they struggle, it doesn't negate a black woman's struggle. He's just saying he struggles. So we have to stop this, everything. And you have to recognize that your perspective as a black woman is your perspective. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it wrong. It's just your perspective, just like it's mine. But one doesn't negate the other. One, just because I say I got troubles and struggles and all that doesn't negate your struggles. One, is it like we're actually competing about whose struggle is worse? That's just weird to me. Makes no sense. Okay, so simple things we do that I believe show civility. Like when you're indoors doing this. Now, I put my baseball cap on because it's kind of chilly in here and I ain't got no hair. So that's one. But I have issues when I see people. Kwanda said, Dr. Ken, read both answers. You asked about women, not men. I sure did. I didn't say strong black women, LaRon. I just said black women. But anyway, I think that's part of the issue. If some black women decide they don't want to be strong, it's okay. If some black women say they want to be in a type of a relationship, that's the type of relationship for them, it's okay. You don't have to be like somebody else. But then that competition seems to kick in. Anyway. So I was in church Sunday. First of all, it drives me crazy when men in certain instances, you know, like a public building, stuff like that, wear their hat indoors. I think that's rude. Like, we aren't teaching boys how to be men. I think part of being a man is being courteous, opening a door for a woman. If she don't want to walk through, I don't care. I'm still opening the door. Most of them will say, oh, thank you. Most of them will say, look at you like, what's wrong with you? And I don't really care. I'm going to be courteous. I'm going to try to be courteous. Walking on the outside, on the curbside, if you're walking with a woman, walk on the curbside. You know, if water splashes or something happens. But I was in church Sunday and a guy had a hoodie and a baseball cap on, zipped up, pulled up, hands in his pockets. And I'm like, dude, like, what do you, like, nobody stopped him to say, hey, can you take your hoodie and your hat off? I think it's rude. I was taught, and I was a Boy Scout. Yeah, I know. I was taught it's rude. You hold the door open for women. You walk on the outside, near the on the curbside when you're walking with a woman, that if she carries a purse, I'll move. So if she carries her purse on her left side, I will move to that side so the purse is in between us. So can't nobody run through and grab. Like all those little things we used to do. All those things we used to do, we don't do anymore. But then we wonder why women don't have respect for men. There's some subtle things. You know, women talk about they don't want stuff. But they do. And by the way, I don't call men kings and I don't call women queens because they're not. We got to stop putting that nonsense in our children's head and then they grow up thinking they're a man at 14 years old. You're not. For me, if you're a queen, you're somebody's wife. If you're a king, you somebody's husband. You just not king of nothing. You ain't the queen of something. And so we've devolved, and I'm only talking about the black community. We've devolved into this everybody's equal thing. Everybody's like, I don't get it. And LaRon said they used to say thank you. When you do things and you're supposed to do it, it's based on values. It doesn't matter whether or not they say thank you. You do it because it's the right thing to do. But I think we've lost that. I think we've drifted away from that. And now we've had this breakdown where nobody cares. And at some point, we have to right the ship. After my top five at five, maybe we'll talk about how we're going to right the ship. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. But we're going to have to do it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.